The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Koilel of Koilel Oyel Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Nida Dav Samach Aleph, Gemara Amud Beis, towards the bottom, where brings the Braisa, Tana Rabbanan. Beged Tzavua, if you have a beged which is colored, it's not white, and you find a kesem on it, Metamei Mishum Kesem. Tanakama says that you can have Tumas Ksamim even on a beged Tzavua. Rav Nosson by Yosef Aimer, Eine Mitamei Mishum Kesem. Rav Nosson Yosef says he's not Tumas Kesem on something that's Tzavua. Then the Gemara gets into a whole discussion about there was a takana of Bigdei Tzavainin. The Gemara says, what kind of takana was it? Right, so there's a whole discussion here about Zechel Churban, that they made a Gzeira on Bigdei Tzavainin. Or they were going to make a Gzeira, they didn't make a Gzeira. Agoponim, Lamaisa, Shtetan, Braisa, Machlekes Tanoim. Tanakama says that there is Tumas Ksamim on David Tzavua, on a Begat Tzavua, and Rav Nosson Yosef says not. What's the taich of Tzavua? So Rashi says that a kesem is not nikr on a beged tzavua kemara dam gomer, because it gets a little bit distorted, the color, you can't see it so clearly. So meila hayos, it's only a gzeirah drabonon. So they weren't machmir in such a case. They weren't machmir unless it would be very clear that it was dam. Advice lechayos from Rashi. Now there are kama kashas on this din of beged tzavua. Seem to be kama rayas that is no heter of beged tzavua. So let's go through the rites. First of all, the Gemara beginning of Harei Kesem, Shmuel says, Bodka karka oilam, the Yashua, he sat on Bodka karka, you checked it first, he saw it was clean, there was no dam, the Yashua, you sat there on Matzah, then you found the Kesem on it. So the Gemara says, Tahira, why? Because it's any Makabal Tumah. That's the Maskon of the Gemara. Question is, why does it have to be any Makabal Tumah? Let it be Makabal Tumah. The ground is not white. The ground is all kinds of colors. You talk about karka oilam, natural ground, is brown, gray, face, whatever color it is. Certainly not white. You're going to be mukim. The Gemara is talking about a case where she sat on a white stone. It's a very modna ukimta. Vaitishver, the Gemara talks about a case of a kesem that was found. There was a story. They found a kesem on an olah shel zayis, on an olive leaf. Olive trees, as far as I know, are green. The leaves are green. They're certainly not white. Maybe different shades of green and yellow and brown, but it's certainly not white. So what was the whole shayla? Typically, it's a beged, it's a David Tzavua. Also, the Gemara on Daf Nun Tesamid Aleph, the Gemara talks about a mashtisa, some kind of a keli, which different shatim and nishanim exactly what it means, but there was some kind of keli upon which they found the kesem. It was something made out of wood. If it was made out of wood, l'chayra was not white. I know there is such thing as white wood, and it could have been painted white, but there's no zecher in the Gemara, or any of the Rishonim, or any of the Mefarshim, as far as I'm aware, that say that you have to say that the case was that it was white. So l'chayra, you're back to the kasha. If it wasn't white, it's a typically that it's David Tzavua, so there's no kasha. Another kasha is that there several Gemaras talk about a kesem shenimtza al besara. There's a l'chayra Rishonim, had a paskin, whether this is shegris or not, on besara. Brought Shulchan Aruch Machlek is about this, some Kuftzadik. But what is it negay? Kesem Abisara? What color is Bisara Adam? Alaymi by in Isha Kushis, the Bisara Adam is black or dark brown. But even what we talk about Caucasians, and we say white people. You say a person is white, that's not really accurate. Nobody is white. Somebody's white, he's an albino. That's not the regular case, not the regular color of Bnei Adam. The regular color of an adam is somewhere on the spectrum between, I guess you'd call it beige, tan, and brown, black. That's the color of people's skin. So what's going on? All these sukkis here that talk about kesem on besara, what's the shayla? If it's on besara, it's a David Tzavua. It's not white. There's lavan and tzavua. Anything not lavan is tzavua. Is a shayla in the peshkim, like a very light color, is like a pastel color, where it would be nicker than dam. Alright, so maybe that's different, perhaps. And even over there, many paiskim are mekel, that we don't consider that white. But certainly the color of Basar Ha'adam is not shaykh to say that that's lavan. I found in the Shoyel Meshev, Madru Tlisa, Chelik Aleph, Simenshin Samach Beis, there's Aymed on some of these Aras. So how do we answer these questions? So there's a Gemal Chiddush from the Chayadam in the Binas Adam. He says that, just like you find by Negoim, that by Negoim also, a nega has to be on something which is lavan. So he says, we're talking about tumah on kalim, not on adam. The goyim on kalim. begadim. So he says over, so the halacha is that by negayim, if it's tzavua mitchilas briyoso, that's not considered tzavua. Tzavua by negayim, halacha is, that's only if it was artificially nitzba, if aliday adam, a person colored it. Like normally you have wool and, or whatever material it is, and you dye it, you make whatever color you want. So that's tzavua. But if naturally it came from a behema, came off a shepsula that was brown, or whatever color it is, so that's not considered tzavua for negayim. So zoktachai was adam, that Hayyais Taisu says on the Tesamad Aleph on top, that something which would have Tumas Negayim is considered a Dover HaMakabal Tumma for Ksamim as well, even if it's only Makabal Tumas Negayim. The case of Taisus is Mashtisa. So Zokta Chayodam, the Chachosodam, that this halacha of Tumas Negayim, that it has to, that in order for it to be considered Tzavua, it has to be Tzavua Ayde Adam, that applies for Ksamim as well. That when we differentiate in Ksamim between Lavon and Tzavua, if it's Tzavua Metchilas Briyasai, that's considered Lavon as far as Ksamim as well. That's what the Chachmas Adam says. Now, L'chari, the sheet of the Chachmas Adam is Tamua Tuva, because all you find is that Taisu says that in the Halacha of Makabal Tumah, if it's Makabal Tumas Negayim, so Sehestrin HaChefetz, that's Makabal Tumah, it's Makabal Tumah, Edvaz HaTumah, so Mamela it's Shaykh to Ksamim. But to start telling too all kinds of tenayim of tumas negayim is a pella. Marshal tumas negayim is a halacha of shasi ve'eriv. It has to be made a beg. It has to be made shasi ve'eriv in order to have tumas negayim. You're going to say that over here also. The halacha of a similar time is this already on the binus adam and the chum sadam. The chayyut the chapel the gashita. I mean, but agabonim. And according to the binus adam, that would be an answer to these kashas. At least some of these kashas, maybe even all of them. Because the marshal b'sara adam is takat tzavua, but it's tzavua mitchilas briyotzai, so that would be considered lava. All right, but it's a very shvara shita, and we don't have one like that lahalacha. So how do we address these kashas? So there's a chasam sefer in several places. It's brought in the Peschei Tshuva over here in Sefiod, Kuf Tzadik Sefiod. It's also in other places in the chasam sefer. He says in Agval Yechidish that the kula of David tzavua, he says, is only on outer begadim, but a beggar tachtain, a beggar that Isha wears samach lebsara, does not have the kula of David Savua. His svara is based on the Gemara that we didn't really go into, the Gemara that talks about Zechel Churban, and he says there's no Zechel Churban on the beggar tachtain, it would only be on beggar chitzin, and it's tied to that. Based on that, he has a cheshbon in the Gemara that they were only matter beggar Savua, a beggar which would have had a gzera to not wear it. Al Kopanim, but Hamis comes out according to some Sefer that the Gzeira, I'm sorry, the heter of David Savua is tied to that din of Zechel Churban, meaning it's only on Begodim. So if you have a Keli, like the Karka, let's say Karka, which is not Lavan, so over there there's no tzat to be matterin because they had a Makabal Tumah. I'm sorry, because it's Savua, because it's not Shach Zechel Churban on the Karka or Besar Adam. There's no Zechel Churban on Besar Adam. So Mele B'sar Adam, despite the fact that the Taka is Tzavua, doesn't matter. It's not going to have the heter of Tzavua. That's what comes out, according to Chassam Sefer, that's very geschmack, that all these kashas don't begin. Because the heter is Taka Mugbal, is limited to Begodim. The problem is that Chassam Sefer is a very big Kiddush. The Chazainish is Mechiach, that many Paiskim don't hold like the Chassam Sefer, and Halacha, I think most Paiskim today, as far as I know at least, are not chayshish with the chasam sefer. So again, the halacha, we're stuck with the problem. How do we answer all these kashas? So the emphasis is that there are kamer rishonim when they bring the heter of tzavua, they taka say the word beget. Not only that, but when they talk about davar sheinu makabel tumah, there they don't say beget. There they say the word davar. So by tzavua, they switch from davar to beget. Which means that even if you don't go with the Chassam Sefer, and you don't say that it's a chilek this beged or that beged, and you say even the beged tachten has the heter, fine. But only begadim. Which Rishonim do you see this in? First of all, you see it in the Eshkol. He says, Kol kesem shenimtza al davar sheinim makabel tumah. Davar, right? Davar sheinim makabel tumah tahar. V'cheinim nimtza kesem al beged tzavua is tahar. Shalai gazru ela al bigdei lavan dvarim hamakabel tumah. Again, bigdei lavan and dvarim hamakabel tumah. He goes out of his way to use the word beged. Rabbi Yeruchim also says, "Kol davar she'ein makabel tumah mishum kesem, big day tzevonin." Right? He says by makabel tumah, he says davar, and by tzevonin, he says beged. the Tzedel Aderech. Also, you see this, he says, Nimtz al dover sheni mekabel tuma, v'afilu mar kesem al beged tzavua. So, you have three Rishonim, well, I'm not sure if Tzedel Aderech is a Rishon, but I'll go upon him, but three Paiskim who are saying over here that the heter of tzavua is by beged. That's how they bring it. However, there are other Rishonim that are before not like this. The Rambam, Perktas al Chazayin, says, Kesem anim tzal dover sheni makabal tuma tahar. And then he says, Shakol sheni makabal tuma legoz val kesem. Fine. The leibim makabal tuma, even if it is makabal tuma, elo im kain hayo lava. Avil kleit sevoinin in chayshin lekesem anim tzal. So he's going back on the case that he just spoke about. He spoke about dover sheni makabal tuma, and his example was, Yoshua al klei avonim. He's sitting on kelim made out of stone. Not talking about begodim. And he says, "Ain't a makabel tuma, so there's no kesem." And then he says, "Even if it is a makabel tuma, it has to be loven." He doesn't switch to beged. It's mashmal lahedi in the Rambam that even in the din of tzavua, there's no tanai of beged. So any dover dafka, any dover tzavua would not have the gzera. So we'll hurry you back to all the kashas that we discussed before. So there is a derech that you could say, and problem is not going to work in the Rambam. There's a derech that you could say that since the heter of tzavua, as the tadam is not nikri yafa, like Rashi says, mainly you could say as far that only makes sense, that only applies by a dover which the dam is nivla into it, like beged, v'sak, mashenkein, karka, or ala shalzayis, or besar ha'odam, even though besar ha'odam is somewhat absorbent, but when there's dam on the basar, it sits on top of it. So, we don't care what's underneath. It doesn't matter what's underneath, because all you're looking at is a dam sitting on top of it. So if you have dam sitting on top of an oven, or on top of karka, hard karka, so it doesn't matter what's underneath. The dam is nikur kamaishu, you just look at the dam. The only time we say that they weren't geyser on savua is when you're talking about something which is absorbent. So the dam, when you look at a kesem on a beged, on a beged, so you see the kesem mamish together with the color of the beged. So there it distorts very much the color. Mashenkein, when it's something hard, it's not absorbent, then perhaps we could say there's no gzera. I'm sorry, there would be the gzera, there would be no heter of tzavua. The problem is, we just set up in the Lashon Rambam. The Rambam, you see, he's talking about a case of klei avonim. Klei avonim l'chayr is not by leah b'chlal, and the dam sits on top of it, and still he seems to be saying that it would be tahira. So, I think we'll just leave it as a kasha of Adayin Tzorchin, that if you taka say beged lav dafka kibufu in the Rambam, how does it shtim with all these cases of karka, and all shalzayis, and the mashtisa, and besara odam? So, leave it as a Tzorchin.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.